What's that?
Where were you when you heard the news today?
I was actually on my way to Best Buy to Christmas shopping. And Coach Fisher called me.
Did you buy a little something for yourself, you heard?
I didn't, no. Bought it for my sister, my brother, some stuff.
How does it feel to be recognized for the Pro Bowl?
It's a great honor. It's definitely a blessing. It's one of those things, it's a very team sport, but it's one of the few individual honors you can get. And, it's great to be recognized. You definitely don't get it on your own merit. There's 4 other guys lining up every plate, next to me that definitely helped me get to where I am.
In terms of offensive linemen are anonymous in general, and then you're on a small market team to go along with that, what do you think it was that put you over the top?
I think us definitely winning helps. Chris talked about being a small market team, and a team like the Cowboys or Philly or whoever would get a lot more votes having this many wins. But I think having a good season and me signing my contract last offseason might have gotten my name out there a little more.
How nice, I guess, with Kevin, I know Chris talking about going with Corlin, another guy on the offensive line, Kevin, to be over with him.
It is. Kevin has already warned me about the one rule in Hawaii, so I've already been warned of that to not give up my room number. It definitely is nice to have somebody else from, definitely our line to go, and me and Kevin already discussed it, and we'll definitely be bringing the whole offensive line with us.
You think six, and you kind of touched on it, is six a fair number, or how many did you think maybe deserve to go for this team?
It's tough. There's always, every year on a lot of teams, there's guys deserving, and people get snubbed. There's just only so many spots, so it kind of, between a fan voting and player and coaches, it is what it is. They vote the way they vote, and all you can do is take it.
What do you think Corey's going to be back in Estonia when they find out about the Pro Bowl?
I don't know. Hopefully some happy family members.
A lot of people from Estonia go to Hawaii. I'm guessing not many.
I would be surprised if any have been. It's a pretty long flight.
Have you been there before?
I have. I went there on my honeymoon 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. So.
Where did you go over to Hawaii?
Went to Honolulu,
okay.
To Oahu, and it's definitely a nice place, and definitely be fun to go back.
This changed things for you now, when you get the Pro Bowl attached to your name, does it raise expectations, I guess, not only for yourself, but you think for other people around the league?
I don't think so. Personally, it doesn't change. You shouldn't be playing harder all of a sudden because you got Pro Bowl. You should be playing as hard as you can, regardless if you're a Pro Bowl or not. So I don't think it'll change much. Still got to go out there and work as hard as I can every week preparing and go out there on Sunday.
Chris, are you happy for Chris Johnson, the guy that obviously you guys have blocked for? What does it say for him to make it as a rookie?
Definitely, he's definitely deserving. Obviously, he's coming out of the draft and everybody questioning, trying to figure out who this kid was. And, for him to be able to make it, it shows just how good of a player he really is.
I think Dave Stewart will do that in Hawaii.
I've asked him. I told him he can go hunt pig, and we'll see. We'll see if he wants to come out.
Are you gonna lug Brian Pride on the plane out of Hawaii?
I won't. We might give it to Haas, our equipment manager, to maybe send it over there, but we'll see.